Hi, boys and girls, it's Miss Croy here. I'm about to read The One and Only Ivan with You by Catherine Applegate, pages 270 to 283. What I see. Gorillas. Three females and a juvenile male. It's the family I've been watching, but they're not on a TV screen. They're on the other side of the glass, watching me, watching them. I see me. Lots of me. Still there. I cover my eyes. I look again. They're still there, watching. Every day I watch them through my window, the way my visitors used to watch me. See how they chase, groom, see how they play, sleep, see how they live. They're graceful the way Stella was, moving just enough, only as much as they need. They stare at me, heads tilted, pointing and hooting, and I wonder, are they as fascinated by me as I am by them? She. Her hoots make my ears hurt. I admire her intact canines from afar. Her name is Kenyani. She's faster than I am, spry, and probably smarter, although I'm twice her size, and that too is important. She's terrifying and beautiful, like a painting that moves. Door. Today, the humans led me to a door. On the other side, Kenyani and the others wait for me. I'm not ready for this. I'm not ready to be a silverback. I'm Ivan. Just Ivan. Only Ivan. I decided it's not a good day to socialize. I'll try again tomorrow. Wondering. All night I lie awake, wondering about Ruby. Has she already walked through a door like the one that I'm facing? Was she as scared as I am? Scared the way she must have been that day she fell in the hole. I think of Ruby's endless curiosity and of the questions she loved to ask. Have you ever danced with a tiger, Ivan? Will your fur turn blue? Why doesn't that little boy have a tail? If Ruby were here with me, she'd be asking, what's on the other side of the door, Ivan? Ruby would want to know. She would have been through that door by now. Ready? Want to try again, Ivan? Maya asks. I think of Ruby, and I tell myself, it's time. The door opens. Outside at last. Sky, grass, tree, ant, stick, bird, dirt, cloud, wind, flower, rock, rain. Mine, mine, mine. Oops. I sniff, approach, strut a bit, but the others don't welcome me. They have sharp teeth and loud voices. Did I do something wrong? Kenyani chases me. She throws a stick at me. She corners me. I know that she's testing me to see if I'm a true silverback, one who can protect her family. I cower and hide my eyes. Maya lets me back into my cage. I lie awake. What it was like. I lie awake and try to remember what it was like being a gorilla. How did we move? How do we touch? How do we know who was boss? I try to think past the babies and the motorbikes and the popcorn and the short pants. I try to imagine Ivan as he might have been. Pretending. The juvenile male approaches. He's eyeing my food hungrily. I imagine a different Ivan, my father's son. I grumble and I swat and swagger. I beat my chest till the whole world hears. Kenyani watches, and so do the others. I move toward the young upstart and he retreats, almost as if he believes I'm the silverback. I'm pretending to be. Nest. I'm making a nest on the ground. It isn't a true jungle nest. The leaves are inferior and the sticks are brittle. They snap when I weave them into place. The others watch, grunting their disapproval. Too small, too flimsy, an ugly thing to see. But when I climb into that leafy cradle, it's like floating on treetop mist. More TV. Maya wants me to go back to my glass cage. I can tell because she is tempting me toward the door with a trail of tiny marshmallows. I try to ignore her. I don't want to leave the outside. It's a cloudless day, and I found just the right spot for a nap. But I relent when she adds yogurt raisins to the trail. She knows my weakness all too well. In the glass cage, the TV is on. It's another nature show. Jerky and unfocused. I expect to see gorillas, but none appear. I hear a shrill sound, like a toy trumpet. My heart quickens. I rush close to the screen, and there she is. Ruby! She's rolling in a lovely pool of mud with two other young elephants. Another elephant approaches. She towers over Ruby. She strokes Ruby, nudges her. She makes soft noises. They stand side by side, just the way Stella and Ruby used to do. Their trunks entwine. I see something new in Ruby's eyes, and I know what it is. It's joy. I watch the whole thing, and then Maya plays it again for me, and again. At last, she turns off the TV and carries it out of the cage. I put my hand to the glass. Maya looks over. Thank you, I try to say with my eyes. Thank you.